Okay, I'm just gonna mute everybody out. Okay, first of all, welcome back to everybody. I hope everyone had a some degree of a restful, enjoyable Shabbos. So we just have one nekuda left from the previous sugya, and then we'll hopefully move on to the major next sugya we're about to embark upon. So we were speaking at the very end of the show on Thursday about really the hagdaras kli rishon and kli sheni. We know that there is to some degree a difference between the two, and we're just trying to fine tune whether we have a given kli rishon or a given kli sheni on our hands. So we spent a lot of time talking about the Vagush, then we moved into the issue of the ladles. So we basically presented as a machlekes the Taz and the Maharil, which was actually predated by a machlekes, perhaps between the Smach and the Shemus HaDeshen, and ultimately was a Suffolk and the Ri, what a take on the ladles is all about. So the Mishnah Bura, when he talks about the ladles independently, so he quotes a machlekes aposkim, and he leaves us kind of hanging about it, and you don't get the impression that he wants to be too makil on the ladles. On the other hand, when it comes to the discussion, Shulchan Aruch, about putting bread into soup, so there the Mishnah Berurah told us that even though we have a practice not to put bread into a kli rishon, for sure not, and we don't really want to put bread into a kli sheni either, but when it comes to a kli shlishi, then we have a right to be makel. Actually, Pribah Goldman says that for a kli shlishi, we have a right to be makel and that kind of a shayla. And Mishnah Berurah says that, well, we could probably treat a ladle as the next kli along the way. And therefore, if you scoop out with a ladle out of your soup pot, so the soup pot is a kli rishon, the ladle is probably kli sheni, and then when you empty the contents into a bowl, so it's probably kli shlishi, and you're good to go. So even though the Mishnah Berurah was kind of makel on that, even though he's not a big believer of the ladles, he's not so sure the ladles are right. Nobody really knows for certain that labels actually move the clay in them along the way to the next level. But l'chari, what the kavanah of Mishnah Berurah was, is that this whole thing about putting bread in soup is so many chumras, one on top of another, on top of another, as we already mentioned quickly on Thursday. We're not even sure yesh bishalach or afia. We're not even sure the cliche is mevashal kaliyah bishal. Even we're not even sure what is kaliyah bishal. It's a chumras. I got be chumras. So the gabe these chumras, one could rely on the fact that the ladle probably does the trick. So it's not that the Mishnah Berurah was outright a big fan of saying, yeah, ladles are cliche and call it a day. And b'chi agavda that we have so many other tzedadim lahakel b'lavachi, so then we can be mitzarif together those who are makel in terms of the ladles. The other thing is that the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit unclear is, even if you want to be makel, that the ladle makes it to kli sheni and then the bowl is ultimately kli shlishi and you can permit putting bread in there, the chara that should only be true if the ladle was only put in for a short amount of time. If the ladle was put into the pot and left there for a while, so remember when we learned the Taz and the Maril, even the Maril conceded that the ladle has to become a kli sheni, has to become a kli rishon at that point. The Taz didn't understand that. Where do you know where to draw the line? So we didn't really know an answer to that. But Maril said Befeirish, even though he was the one who held that ladles become klishenis, even he conceded that if they're there for a long time, they become, once again, a klisha. So when the Mishnah Berurah said that even vis-a-vis the case of the chumra bread, you can assume that a ladle has taken on the status of klisheni, l'chor, that would only be true, even according to the Mekilim, that would only be true if it wasn't there very long. So the Mishnah Berurah Taka doesn't say that. He doesn't make that point. The Shmir Shabbos Kuchasa makes that ha'ara. In a footnote, the Shmir Shabbos Kuchasa, he points out that even according to the Mishnah Berurah, who's willing to let you put bread into a bowl, if it went derech a ladle, hacham ha'skin, the ladle wasn't there for very long. So l'maisa, the bottom line, when all the dust settles, those who want to put bread into their bowls of soup, considering the fact that their mothers probably dished out the soup with ladles, and hopefully the ladles weren't there for all that long. So those who want to be maker to put it into a bowl, yesha mi lismach. Those who don't want to put it into a bowl, yesh lachmer, those who want to be machmer, have not a crazy chumrah not to put bread into a bowl altogether. So again, so since our regular bowls are usually already derech ladles, those who want to be maker probably have a right to be makel. Again, those who want to be machmer definitely have a right to do so, to be machmer. Just as an aside, to put an end to this sugya, so b'med d'bar mamurim, that one should refrain from putting the bread and things in. Those are bread croutons, or matzos, things like that. But the little yellow croutons, the osem croutons, so I think the osem croutons are mutl cholade, is to put into the bowls of soup. because the osim croutons were not actually baked. They were actually deep fried. And we assume that whatever you think frying is, we spoke about machlekes rishonim, the frying is like cooking, but deep frying is for sure like cooking. So you make French fried something in a tub of oil. When you drown something in oil, it's bad for your cholesterol, but it's good for your bishul. That's considered to be bishul gomor l'choladeus, and therefore l'fieri is da'iti to put the osem tiles, little yellow guys, into a bowl of soup. I think that's mutal l'choladeus. So the bread one may be kedai to refrain, depending on what you think about klimisha, klusheni, irui, ladles, etc. But in terms of the yellow deep fried one, so I think the one can definitely be makel according to everybody. Okay, that was just the shirayim of a Thursday Shia, so we can get a new recording in, we get a little, get the stats growing higher, okay?